Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
With 16 seconds to go, Highsmith over the timeline. They're just going to dribble it out. The Miami Heat advance. And we'll take on the Boston Celtics on Sunday in the opening game of a best of seven, with the 8 seed Heat taking on the number 1 seed, the 62-win Boston Celtics. Ball game over. Miami 112, Bulls 91. Season is over for the Chicago Bulls. The second straight season in a play-in game, Miami has eliminated the Chicago Bulls.
Ugly stuff on South Beach on Friday. It had nothing to do with spring breakers. It was all about the Bulls being bad in Miami, losing that game, being eliminated from playoff contention, and doing it in embarrassing fashion. What changes might take place? What changes are even possible? We're going to discuss that now with our guy, Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for us here at 670 The Score. He's joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Bernstein and Holmes, Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2 o'clock. Hey, Cody.
How are you today?
I mean, we're good. I think my biggest takeaway from what we saw wasn't just that loss in Miami. That was just the period at the end of the sentence. For me, it was what was said afterward by not just Arturis Karnišovas on Saturday, but really Billy Donovan and DeMar DeRozan in the postgame coverage and their press conferences after the game on Friday. Where do you sit with all of this? And I'll start big, and then we can funnel down to the nitty-gritty on what you think the Bulls' reaction was and where they go from here based after the game on Friday.
Yeah, you know, I think DeMar and Billy's comments were probably rooted in frustration, right? Like DeMar talking about how he certainly wants to win. That's still a priority. And whatever level the Bulls ascended to this year in the play-in and the last play-in game, that was not it. Not how he wants to be finishing his career, wherever he may finish that. And then you go to AK on Saturday, like, look, this is the first time he came out and publicly admitted pretty much that the group he put together doesn't work. It was markedly different from his trade deadline press conference, where he talked about continuity, wanting these guys to give one more run, where he struck an optimistic tone, even though I think they were 24 and 27 on the trade deadline day, where he didn't do anything. So to me, certainly a change of tone from AK. And I thought that was a really big deal. I don't put a great deal of stock, I don't feel like, into anything Billy and DeMar said as some big picture item. I think they were probably both disappointed in how the season ended and understanding that, like we said, that wasn't it. And AK a day later said that himself.
You and Joe in the press conference were pressing about what types of changes can happen. From a cap standpoint, what can the Bulls do?
Well, they can trade Zach LaVine. That would be the big one, right? Making around $45 million a year on his five-year deal that he originally signed. He's got three of those years left. That's the big one. Lonzo Ball, if they were to apply for a career-ending injury provision and had an independent medical panel decide that that indeed was the case for his health outlook moving forward, would get $21 million off the books for next year. So those are the two big ones. And you talk about, like, look, they could not re-sign DeMar DeRozan, or they could sign and trade him and have him not be here, and that would take salary off the books as well. That just feels like far less likely than the Zach LaVine trade, because that's what the Bulls want to do. And then the Lonzo Ball situation, which is just simply a reality of his health in this situation. So to me, it's Lonzo and Zach are the two main ways to get salary cap relief. And really, we're talking about luxury tax relief, right? So the Bulls were low $160 million range this year in their salary cap sheet, and that was just under the luxury tax. If they re-signed DeMar and Patrick Williams, that would take them above it. If they added someone on a mid-level exception, that would take them above it, unless they move Zach, unless they get rid of Lonzo. And look, AK said everything's on the table. I thought from his perspective on Saturday, I thought he struck a good note on saying changes needed, vowing to make changes, but understanding he couldn't give a lot of specifics and be like, yeah, you know, we want to trade Zach here or there. This is what we want to do exactly, because then that can put him in a more difficult position. So I thought he struck a nice balance the other day in admitting change was needed. And that's why we're talking about the changes we can make, or the Bulls can make, because we can talk about them more specifically.
There wasn't anything that stuck out to me that was glaring about what we've seen out of the Bulls. It just looked like what happened when they were having an off night. Like, that game that we saw wasn't that uncharacteristic to me, given what we've seen out of this team this season when they've had some clunkers. What did you think about the actual game?
Well, it was just completely different from when the Bulls clobbered the Hawks two nights before. And look, the Bulls shot 38% against the Heat in their loss, and the Heat sent a ton of attention at DeMar DeRozan and a ton of attention at Kobe White. DeMar, being who he is, handled it a little bit better. Still had an efficient game. I think, 22 points on 8 of 16 field goals or so was late in the game. Kobe did not shoot the ball well, did not score. Ayo Dosunmu really struggled too. So that's part of the learning curve in the process, right? When you go up against a really good defense. And I was on Friday with you guys, and toward the end, I think I made the note, like, the one good unit on the floor on Friday was going to be Miami's defense, no matter what. It felt like the Bulls should have played way better. They had some advantages with Jimmy Butler being out, but the one good unit took control of that game in the Heat's defense. Got them a lot of easy buckets late in the third quarter. I think a three-minute stretch, the Bulls had like five or six turnovers in the third quarter. They were just chucking the ball all over the floor. Some of that had to do with bad decisions by the Bulls. Some of it had to do with the Heat forcing them into those turnovers. So that's what happened. That's why the Bulls need more firepower. The Bulls would really like that to have been Zach LaVine, but he has not been healthy, has not fit in various regards. That's why they're trying to trade him. But whoever it is next year, they do need to get a little bit more firepower in that. And then Kobe and Ayo need to take the next step, be more consistent against elite defenses, right? Like, we've seen these guys string together consistent games in the regular season against good teams, bad teams, average teams. It is a different setting with the game plan in a playoff setting against one of the best coaches in the NBA. So they'll have to certainly keep their progression going for the Bulls to overcome that.
Yeah, and I think the turnovers was really what I was hinting at when it came to just poor performance we've seen before against lower-level opponents, frankly. And to see that against this Heat team, it didn't come as a shock. I don't know. We talk about Zach LaVine as far as the biggest piece of it monetarily.
Yeah.
But details-wise, or at least ball-wise, what do you think is going to make the biggest difference for this team on the court, knowing that they're going to still have a lot of these pieces in place, potentially?
Yeah, more three-point shooting. And look, if they had Zach, they would have had more of that. The Bulls just, they are lagging behind the current trends in the NBA. Even though they signed Javon Carter and Torrey Craig to give them more three-point shooting, the Javon Carter signing did not work out whatsoever in year one. So that's something that, look, if Zach's not here, maybe a few more guard minutes open up, depending on what the other end of that transaction is, depending on how the Bulls use a draft pick and such. So I just think they need to have more stylistic versatility. Part of that is more three-point shooting. Part of that's playing less at times through DeMar in the high post or just Vooch in the pick and roll with getting the ball in the pocket to him. I do think they would benefit from that on both ends. Defensively, they had two centers in Vooch and Andre Drummond who played a lot alike in the sense that being in drop defense was more comfortable for them. They weren't a group that wanted to go out there and trap pick and roll ball handlers or anything like that. So Bulls need to focus on that. And look, they need to trade Zach to get this rolling. They really do. And I think the biggest part of AK's press conference on Saturday was when he's vowing to make these changes, a lot of us were talking about they might not be able to trade Zach until teams see him take the floor early next season to prove his health. Now it feels like AK is so dead set on that, that the Bulls' price will be less than what I thought it was before, which would make a trade of Zach more likely in the offseason, June, around the NBA draft or July when free agency opens. So to me, that was kind of the big takeaway was the Bulls realizing this doesn't just need to change. It seems like they understand it needs to change now. And for them, that would be moving Zach LaVine.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I found myself frustrated watching the game on Friday because I'm watching Jaime Jaquez go out there and do work. He is yet another example of Heat culture. He's another one of these guys that is fine enough college player at UCLA, yet you get there and you're able to start a playing game. You know, the same thing with Max Strus, who was a Bull for a while. He gets to Miami and gets $80 million in a contract. Like, I'm so jealous of what they've got going. One, they got Spoelstra, who can coach his way out of certain problems. But just organizationally, do you think the Bulls are even moving close to having that type of success from a player development standpoint, that they're going to be able to find guys in the middle or at the bottom of the first round that they can turn into players?
That's maybe not loaded question, but we got to walk through it here, right? Like, my mind goes to Dalen Terry.
It's a totally loaded question, Cody. I'm going to let you off the hook because I'm thinking about Dalen Terry because they were both picked 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, look, Io worked out in the second round. He's been amazing, right? So there's one success story. You can't deny Kobe's development. A lot of it here came in year five for him. He's the seventh overall pick in a draft, probably a little higher than what you're talking about, certainly late lottery, mid-teens, stuff like that. So I have serious questions, like you do, serious concerns, having seen the Dalen Terry situation. He does not feel very close to me to contributing at a high level, right? Not to say he won't be in the rotation next year, not to say he can't contribute, but that shot needs so much work for Dalen Terry. He provided a little bit by way of ball handling. You had to like him going to the hole a little bit harder late in the year and having some nice finishes, but a lot of work there to like be a component in the pick and roll game, anything like that. So no, I don't think the Bulls are anywhere near as close to the Heat are. And like you said, Jaime Jaquez goes in there and doesn't start the playing game against the 76ers, but scores 21 points and takes Jimmy Butler's spot against the Bulls and makes some big plays for them, a really tough-nosed player in Miami. So that's certainly something that needs to change for the Bulls. And as I think about it here on the fly, they need a lot more work in that regard. Like, they got to hit these picks that they have out of the park when they have them, right? They didn't have a first round pick in 2021 or 2023 because of the Vooch trade. They are not tracking to have a pick in 2025, the Bulls, because they owe it to the Spurs, top 10 protected. Now, if they're really bad next year, they could keep it. Maybe that changes in a good draft and the season goes sideways for them, but they need an influx of young talent, and they've had a little bit with Kobe and Ayo, but they haven't done enough with the rest of the players they have.
Well, and I know this draft is considered not great. So when it comes to some of the capital that maybe they were offered potentially at the trade deadline, maybe one of the reasons they did sit was because first rounders aren't as valuable as they will be next year.
Yeah, the 2025 draft obviously is loaded with Cooper Flagg being the headliner there. Everyone's belief in this 2024 draft is that there's just no star power. So it's like the one draft that teams probably wouldn't be really sad if they didn't like hop into the lottery and get the 3, 4, 5 pick. I mean, that's always helpful, but it seems to me like you're picking from a pool of players who might be more similar at number 4 and number 9, for example, than they usually would be in other situations. So for the Bulls, they're currently lined up to have the 11th pick, I believe 2% chance to jump to number 1 overall, 9.4% chance to jump into the top 4 of this draft. The likelihood is they'll sit there at number 11. And I think you look at a player like, look, if you want to compete next year, I think it would be worthwhile for them to go with someone who's a little bit more proven, right? Now, if you want to turn it over and rebuild a little bit, then you take flyers on someone who's younger. But Dalton Connect, the really good wing from Tennessee who can shoot it, he's a guy that's projected to go top 10 or late in the lottery. Like, that's a guy that will be there. If you're going to re-sign DeMar, you're going to re-sign Vooch, you're going to go out and trade for maybe not so much win now players, but just contributors immediately in a Zach LaVine trade if you get something back. And look, that's another loaded question, Lawrence. If you want to talk about loaded questions, what could the Bulls possibly get back in a Zach LaVine trade? Because they might have to get off a player too to attach, but they'll probably have someone coming back their way in that deal. Like, you look at all of that and take it in. If DeMar's back, they're trying to win in some manner. There's some floor there they want to accomplish. Then it makes a little bit more sense, I feel like, to add a player who could contribute next year. But you gotta weigh everything, right? Like, this isn't a team close enough to the title, or certainly a team close enough to the bottom at this moment. They've been in the middle forever. You got to just take whoever's the best player, I think, for your future. But the Bulls have to know what they want to do in that future. And I feel like that's what AK is trying to decide over the next few weeks and few months.
Cody, thanks for joining us. Watch this be the year that they get draft luck. Because
they got draft luck with Pat Williams and had the chance at Tyrese Haliburton. So you can't say the Bulls didn't have the draft luck opportunity.
Yeah,
they've had a couple times.
We got to do a deep dive on that decision by itself.
We could do a segment sometime. How many problems Tyrese Haliburton being in Chicago would have solved for the Bulls moving forward? You're looking at a lot of decisions later that cost them that they probably wouldn't have made.
Man, it's not just that. It's also how they fell in love with Patrick Williams and like how that thought process changed. And then there's other things like how Tyrese Haliburton loved when CM Punk came back.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even talk about that.
I mean,
he fits on many levels.
I know that Goff was high on Haliburton before that draft. And I was like, let me go take a closer look. And then when the Bulls passed him, I was like, all right, well, this is interesting. And
they
then
really liked Williams. He wowed him in workouts. Like Casey kept saying, he was surprised.
Put Jason Goff in the scouting department. That's what I say.
Cody, that would be incredible entertainment. I'm all for it.
I'd watch that behind the scenes, no doubt about it.
We all would.
Cody, be well, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Yep, take care.
Thanks, Cody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.